As President Bush outlined a new strategy in Iraq this week, he emphasized a series of benchmarks for the Iraqi government.
I've made it clear to the Prime Minister and Iraq's other leaders that America's commitment is not open-ended. If the Iraqi government does not follow through on its promises, it will lose the support of the American people. And it will lose the support of the Iraqi people.
We've called one of Iraq's leaders today, Deputy Prime Minister Barham Saleh, to get some response to the president's speech. Mr. Saleh, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, sir.
And we've reached him in Baghdad. I'm curious, in your conversations with American officials, what have they told you about these benchmarks? What do they want you to do?
Well, it's not what the United States want us to do. To be fair, the president's strategy is supporting the program that we have committed to ourselves. We have committed to national reconciliation. We have committed to improving the security of the country through developing our own indigenous capability, reforming the security services. These are important commitments. We need the support of the United States, and I think it is right for the United States to support us to achieving those benchmarks.
Although American officials have said their patience is not unlimited, they seem to be pushing you ever so gently to show progress.
Well, I think as an elected official here in Baghdad, I can tell you the patience the Iraqis are running out as well. 3.5 years on from the liberation of Iraq, Iraqis deserve a better quality of life and deserve better security. And we as the political leadership of this country need to deliver for our own people as well as to our friends who have committed resources and lives in supporting our liberation. And we understand that this support cannot be open-ended and that our credibility is on the line and we have to deliver for our own people.
Did the Americans give you any kind of timeline? Say, for example, you must have national reconciliation by such and such a date or there might be trouble.
Not really. I have not seen any specific timeline, but I think the important thing is to focus on the trend. What happened in 2006 is that the trend was not good. Certainly after the terrible attack on the shrines in Samarra, which led to a breakout of sectarian violence, the trend became from bad to worse. We all have to recognize that the situation in Iraq is serious, is dangerous, and this dynamics of violence cannot be sustained. There must be the political will by us to do it. That is, I think, the strategy of President Bush. And I think in that context, it's a very good strategy and it puts responsibility where it lies, namely the elected government of Iraq that needs support of the international community.
Mr. Saleh, as I'm sure you know, President Bush also tried to explain what the added American troops that he's sending to Iraq will be doing that is different. And he said they will have more freedom to operate in Baghdad, that there were political and sectarian differences that kept the Americans out of certain neighborhoods. What, if anything, is different about that situation now?
I think this time the political environment is different. We have to succeed in this juncture. Otherwise, we will have to review some very, very basic assumptions that have governed the political process in this country.
Are you saying that up to now, many of your fellow Iraqi leaders have not quite realized the gravity of the situation and have gone after their various political and sectarian differences, but now they do realize?
I think, to be fair, Iraqi politicians are like politicians anywhere in the world. I mean, people have their own interests and all politics is local, and probably most politicians will reflect the immediate interests of their constituents. I think now, given the level of violence, given the gravity of the situation, my hope is that we all realize that this cannot go on. And the time has come for us to take initiative and utilize an American support that is on offer to us to really turn the corner. If we don't do that, regardless of American support, I know that we would lose credibility in the eyes of our own people. And we cannot go into the next election and tell people, re-elect us.
Can you clarify for us, because there has been some confusion, whether your government does support the U.S. plan to send more than 20,000 extra troops to Iraq?
The Prime Minister has been in constant dialogue and consultation with the U.S. side, and including with the President. And the security plan of Baghdad is in the process of being finalized. And that involves utilization of additional American troops when and if necessary. Exact deployment, where and how, these are matters for the military commanders that will decide on, not for politicians.
Barham Saleh is Deputy Prime Minister of Iraq. It's always good to speak with you, sir.
Thank you, sir.